four at best.
Guys aren't meant to see this many hot bitches.
Back in the olden days, they would see 200 baddies in their whole life. And now
In
their whole life. And now it's like they are desensitized to it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll have conversations with my guy friends where I need to check them, where I'm like, you need to check yourself. They'll be like, oh, well, her hair wasn't perfect, or she didn't have like veneers. So I just didn't. And I'm like, you are a four at best. Like, this is insane. You think that you have access. You actually, they're so delusional. They think that
how the table have turned.
It's because we do have access, because you guys just throw it out like nothing. You guys are on Instagram with nothing but a thong on, so we know what everybody look like. Nobody hide nothing. Half y'all go outside, and when y'all go to the parties, your booty cheeks hanging out, your titties hanging out, your turtlenecks, which I'm going to say. Do we have access? Yeah. Half of you ladies complain about the fact that y'all date deadbeat and broke. Half y'all talk about you date ancient niggas. Oh, you was dickmatized or whatever. Yeah, y'all give people access all the time. How do I always see really hot women with ugly niggas? Okay. So how you gonna whine all this time about it and then be like, why you guys act like it? Yes, because even average dudes get access to hot women. I would know. I'm average. I'm handsome. Great time. God bless him. Not always worth the ride, but hey, I paid for admission. I'm going again. All right? So I'm just saying. You're a four. Yeah, four is tense. It happens all the time. Because women don't always fuck dudes because they're hot. Sometimes they because they got personality. But he made me laugh. And also, like, being hot is no longer special because y'all have not made it special. Plastic surgeries, you guys have all figured out the Instagram looks. You guys all oversell how much you guys are good looking in pictures. And then we get in place and you guys like don't match it. So like the commodity of hotness is so accessible. I go on my phone, I see it every day. If I pay for $5, I see half of them naked if I want. So it's just like, I could get it for free all day long. Why would hotness be special? We've devalued things. Well, these ladies are arguing and they're getting mad because dudes don't value it anymore.
You have access. You actually, they're so delusional. They think that
they're
bag like these hot girls because there's so many hot girls on Instagram.
And then they do them dirty because you think you're going to get another batter, which it's like at one point we all start to even out, but also at the same time.
Okay, so first off, she said we were delusional for being able to bag them.
Then
she's saying, yeah, you guys did bag them, and then you try to upgrade to another bag. So what is it? Can we not get them, or can we get... Even in the same video, she contradicts herself. First, she said we're delusional. Then she said, no, you guys do bag them, but you do them dirty. Well, how do you think we even got to do them dirty? Because we've gotten a few of them. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what this sounds like? This sounds like the delusional talk I hear red pillars. Oh, these women think because they're... and hot, they're just gonna get shit in life, and it's gonna be
And then they turn around and get shit like, oh, you got to get your money up, you got to get, because as a value man, you get this and that, and then you have to get real estate, you got to get a big car. Why? To get those women that want that.
Exactly.
It's weird.
Or they'll complain about these women, and then, you know, Walter will get her pregnant. Just saying. So it's just like, this sounds like the red pill energy. This is that same anger, okay? So I want y'all to look at these women with that same energy of like, you guys look at the red pillars.
It's not the red pill, it's the red tampon.
There you go.
That's far.
Yeah,
that's
I was going to say pink far. Pill, but red tampon.
No, that red, because if you don't take the pill, then you're on the tampon.
Got you.
This is my thing. I always say, your resume is trash on paper and in real life.
Exactly.
Your resume is trash for you to be talking like this, sounding like this, and acting like you have so many options available to you.
No, it's crazy.
And right back to you went right back.
Oh my God.
You went from you don't have the options to, well, you have them and then you fuck them, to right back to you ain't got no options. Wow. It's a double contradiction. It's crazy.
First of all, you can't look like that and have a trash resume and expect to bag a 10 every time. You're funny. You're not that funny.
Look how angry they are.
Yeah.
You know what this anger is? You know what I think this is? This is when you...
A tampon.
This is what happens. Even though they're like, oh, you think you can bang a 10? You know what this is? This is when you sleep with a hot girl, realize her personality is dog shit, so you leave her, and she's like, you ever think you're gonna get a bitch as hot as me? Fuck you, loser. You got a little dick anyways. Yeah. And it's just this bitch messaging you by herself. There's nobody else replying, just her in your chat, just fucking leaving you. I'm never gonna call you again. Well, you're not even gonna reply? You're a coward. I've had that before.
Yes.
And it's just like, yo, ma, like, we went on 3 dates. I didn't even sleep with you. I just don't like you.
They mad.
And I
because
like,
here's, you ever, and I like you even less.
And here's what they say.
What they
said, it's even more offensive because you're ugly.
Yes.
Right? So their ego can't take the fact that someone they perceive as being below them discarded them in a way. We're not vibing.
Yeah. And it's okay. It's not. There's a thing where I notice that people have a hard time to think. They think that everybody is going to like them. They have a hard time understanding that it's a possibility that there's some people that don't like you, and you actually have nothing to do with that. They just don't like you. They don't like certain things about you. And you know what? It's okay. It will happen. Mm-hmm. Some people are not everybody's cup of tea. And when you're a tea, well, some people don't even like tea. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you're not everybody's cup of tea.
Yup.
And then, when you are, that's what I'm saying. You're not going to please everybody. Okay? Coconuts and Barbados.
Gotcha.
You can be like, oh my God, I'm the ripest, sweetest mango. Some motherfuckers don't like mangoes. And it's okay.
Yep.
Move on. But some people can't take that. Me? You don't like all this? Like, he can't get that shit. You know what I mean?
I had one girl, one of the funniest days. We went on this date.
Oh, what happened?
She just didn't look interested.
She didn't look interested?
Just the date was just dull as f***. So halfway through the date, I'm like, yo, listen, I'll walk you back to the metro. When I got to the metro, I'm like, hey, listen, I had a good time, but I feel like we just don't have much chemistry. So
was
I'm
she
like,
hot?
And she was kissed by fire.
She was kissed by fire?
Yeah, ginger.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a nerd version.
I thought you didn't like gingers.
I don't, but
you say you never.
If the titties racked enough, you know what I mean, we taking it off the shelf. So I seen the girl. I was like, whatever, man. So as a titiologist, I didn't discriminate, and we at the end of the date, I was just like, I'm not feeling it. It's fine.
Picture this, breast specialist,
bro. So I leave. This girl sends me a novel. She's like, yo, what do you mean? How you gonna just assume I wasn't interested? I was like, you were like pulling up your phone. You weren't engaging with the conversation much. Like. You know what? I don't let people gaslight me into thinking my intuition's wrong. Like, I know what interest looks like. I know what disinterests look like. I'm not crazy. It's so obvious. So to me, I'm like, why are you tripping, right? And then afterwards, I'm just like, yo, it's fine. Like, you did this. It's cool. Like, I'm not tripping. I don't think we a match.
But she didn't run.
And then she kept getting mad, and she kept like texting. And I'm like, yo, what's this really about? And she's like, I just didn't like the fact that you rejected me.
Yeah.
What do you mean? She's like, no one's ever done that. I was like, are you serious?
That's what I was about to say.
So it's like, yeah, was she hotter than me? Absolutely. Did I care? Not really. No. Because here's the thing. Hotness is only as valuable as the scarcity within your own experiences. Meaning, the only people who see hotness and truly value it are the people who've experienced the scarcity of it, never really got to be with it, touch it. So they don't realize skin is skin. The ugly girl and the hot girl could have a same level of personality, same level of, you know, make you feel loved and whatever. So at the end of the day, beyond the hotness itself and the aesthetic of the pleasing and the social aspect, it don't really have the value that we put on it. You know what I mean? A mid girl who works out and takes care of herself oftentimes will probably make you feel just as good, if not better, in most of your day-to-day life as a really hot woman. It's not. But if you haven't experienced it, it's like telling a virgin like sex is not a big deal. It doesn't matter to them because they've not experienced it. They're not going to believe you. They need to go through it.
The 25 to like 30-year-old guys, I'm almost 36.
Yeah.
Those guys are excited to go out with me. They will plan the date. They will go the extra mile. And they have this like young, fun, they want to impress me. It's the guys who are my age and older that feel kind of jaded. Like they're just like, yeah, let's go on a walk. Fuck your walk, man. Oh,
yeah, because they're dead inside. You know how much, you know, when you approach a girl, she's like, ugh, what? That's the same feeling. These guys, they've been around and they've been disappointed and they're like, ugh, what is it? You know what I mean? Because let's be honest, the dating thing is really, you see what she said? She said, these guys are excited. They're planning. All the burden is on them. You're just, so what we're doing. So all the burden, after so many years of the burden of this, the burden being on you and getting rejected and shit is not working. And why am I doing this still? All right, let's go. Let's go to the back. They're going to be like that. Just like whenever you go to a girl and she's like, oh my God, I'm really just trying to study here. What do you want? I think it's the same thing. But yeah. I love it. I love it that they say you think guys are super delusional because they think they can fuck. You ask girls, not all the girls, but what we see out there is that you guys want to date the same kind of dude. You got the tears right there, and y'all gonna, yeah, but not me. I'm not talking to you then. Okay, shut up. Y'all mostly want to date this right here, right? And y'all think you can have that. Oh, my guy, he has to do 6-7 figures. Ooh, a bus drive, a truck drive. It's the same thing. If you're calling guys something, the girls are the equivalent, but in something else. Okay?
I don't even know if that's true anymore, too. I mean, when I walk around this city, I see so many average dudes with hot chicks. It happens every
day. Because there's more hot chicks than hot dudes.
Me, when I just hear these two talking, the anger they do it with is just like, you got rejected by a dude who you thought was beneath you, and that shit just stung. I have never looked at a woman who I, quote unquote, I think it's even corny to talk like that, but like, was less attractive. And then went, oh, you're not interested in me? Fuck you. Like, why would you get mad?
I've heard that I've heard that a number of times where girls said, oh my God, he rejected me, and the worst thing is that he was ugly. Like, I've heard that so many times.
But
I've heard that discourse a lot of times.
You've even heard the inverse. Guy goes to a woman, she says not interested. Well, you ugly anyway, bitch. Yeah. Same thing. It's the same thing.
It's corny.
It's the same thing.
And that's what I said.
Oh, she's so ugly that what the fuck was you doing asking for her validation? What is you?
And that's what I said. Whenever you're pissed at women for something,
men
do the equal shit on the other side. Yeah. It's like it's the same thing. You're gonna find the equivalent. We're not that different. We are, but we're not that different.
No.
We do the same shit.
No, women take it in the ego. Half the girls in the comments could probably attest to the fact that they've heard women say the stuff that we just described.
Yeah, 100%.
It's just, oh, he was ugly anyways. He was just a funny video. Just watching these ladies get mad. But if you want to see more, leave a like and a comment. We always like to hear from you guys. We back, baby. Anything else?
No.
All right. Peace.